1. Begin transmission.
Well, it's 19:30 once again. Go ahead, check your clock. Doesn't it say 19:30 UTC? Of course it does. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Bathtub Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. Ugh. And I'm sitting down in my bathtub right now. Oh yeah. Okay. So everything's cool. Oh, I've had a heck of a day so far. I had to get up real early in the morning, which of course probably isn't really early for a lot of people. But I had to get up, let me think. I had to get up at least 3 hours before I normally do. So if you're the type of person that wakes up at 7 a.m., imagine having to get up at 4 a.m. and you'll understand the relative significance of what I had to do today. So not only did I have to get up early, I had to go downtown. I had to go downtown today in the morning, and at least I sort of kind of missed rush hour. But still, I like going downtown as long as I don't have to drive, because there's a lot of traffic and there's no place to park downtown, and it's all generally stressful. So I don't even know where to go with this. Although, one interesting thing that did happen is I had to put some money in a parking meter. And of course, we have the digital parking meters now, so I thought that was sort of entertaining. In the sense that, you know, I got to put coins in a coin slot today. I haven't done that in a while. And then I drove home. But the worst part of it was driving down there, because, you know, I thought I was being smart. I took kind of a strange route to get downtown and not through one of the major arteries. You know, I didn't take the interstate, and I didn't take Dodge Street. And I thought I was being smart. You know, I would avoid more stress by taking this strange route that I took. But there was construction. There was tundra. As my friend Booper likes to call it. Some many, many years ago. Somehow, I remember when it happened, we were driving and there was a lot of road construction, and Booper said, "Oh, I can't stand all this." And he paused for a minute and then he said, "Tundra." And that was when that was we were in high school? No, that was like sometime shortly after high school, but needless to say, the word tundra has come to mean road construction, and I had to drive through a lot of tundra today that I didn't know was out there. And that was a drag, but it wasn't too bad. It could have been much worse, I'll say that right now. Also, speaking of right now, this bathtub is starting to get pretty full. So I'm going to turn off the water here with my left foot. And there we go. So I was kind of stressed out this morning, and now I'm sort of relaxing in the tub. Ugh. And I'm noticing something else, and I'm remembering this from last night. Oh, yeah. I have another tea-related injury. Yeah, this is the second tea-related injury of this tea-drinking season. The first one was a couple weeks ago, towards the beginning of tea-drinking season. And speaking of tea-drinking season, maybe I need to drink some tea while I'm sitting here in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Mmm, just right. Oh, yeah. Mmm, my tea is in that perfect temperature window. Oh, that feels good. I can feel the warmth spreading from my stomach. But yes, I drink so much tea that, you know, it's just, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a statistical surety that I'm eventually going to have tea drinking injuries. You're wondering, well, how much tea do you drink? Well, I would say on average, on a average winter day like today, I will drink, at least 160 ounces of tea. I will fill this cup with tea an average of four times, sometimes five, sometimes even six, sometimes as few as three times. And this is a 40-ounce cup, so four times 40 is 160. And when you drink at least 160 ounces of tea, you're eventually, a day, you're eventually going to have some tea-related injuries like I have. And the two injuries that I have sustained, including last night, are both boiling water related. You gotta boil water to make tea. And so a couple weeks ago, I got this little burn on the knuckle of my third finger of my right hand when I picked up the pan that I boil water in. You know, I use a giant, like, pasta pan to boil this much water for 40 ounces of water of tea every, you know, couple hours. And, you know, I always use these two kitchen hand towels that I have as, you know, like, hot pads. And when I was picking up the thing of water, the big hot pan of water, oh, I guess I wasn't paying attention when I was pouring it, and I accidentally pressed my knuckle up against the hot pan. So that gave me a nice little burn. And then last night, I was actually putting the hot pan back on the stove after emptying it into my cup. And somehow I wasn't paying attention, and I reached with my right arm, and I put my arm down right on the lip of that pan that was still hot and managed to burn myself a little bit on my arm, on the underneath part of my arm, about 10 centimeters down from my wrist. And I sort of forgot all about it until I put my arm in the hot water here and I felt that burn. And I was like, wait, what's that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Last night I had another tea-related injury. So that's what it's like to be me. You gotta be careful of these tea-related injuries. Although, it kind of doesn't matter how careful you are. Just statistically speaking, with making so much tea all the time, you're just apt to have a small burning accident. So, that is the nature of my tea-related injuries so far this tea season. Other tea-related injuries could include choking on tea, which, I don't know, sometimes it happens. Sometimes I, not choke on it, but sometimes I aspirate tea and get tea down the wrong pipe and I start coughing. Oh, all this talk of tea is making me thirsty.
Oh, that's so good.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mmm. Absolutely delicious. Oh. And I can feel that
heating up my esophagus as I swallow it. Oh, I do love to drink tea. And I do love to take baths. Oh, I was so stressed when I was driving that I tensed up my back. So I'm kind of trying to relax my back. And I don't think I'm going to have a problem. I think I caught this in time and everything's good. Yeah, I think I'm all right. I'm not going to suffer any driving-related injuries today. No, not me. But now my hair is out of control. There we go. I fixed my hair. Oh, so the other weird thing about driving around today and taking the route that I took and having to be around in downtown, I saw a bunch of stuff downtown that I didn't know we had. Just, you know, a bunch of new stuff. I haven't been downtown so long that lots of new stuff has popped up, but I couldn't spend any time paying attention to it. Well, that reminds me of something else. When I was driving through Benson, I noticed that there was another run-of-the-mill games store. And I thought, oh, okay, so I got to remember that. Maybe I should go in there. It's probably the same as the other one, the one that's out by my Japanese grocery store. So that's interesting. I didn't realize it was a franchise, so to speak. But, you know, whatever. I'm just glad there's more than one. It gives people an opportunity to play card games. And I'm not much of a card game player. And when I say card games here, I don't mean card games like bridge or poker. I mean card games like trading card games, such as Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Magic the Gathering, any of that stuff. And that's what they play at run-of-the-mill games. So it's a card game place. So maybe some weekend evening I might have to go out there just to see some of the trading card game action. All right, well, we're getting to that point of the show where we got to start thinking about taking a break. Shall we listen to some music? Yeah, we probably should. I don't know what I feel like listening to, so I don't know. Are we going to set it on random? I don't know. But here's what you're going to get, because you're going to listen to it right now.
You gonna be a fluffy binker? Yes, because you're a baby.
An aging of John Terry example 2 Star Trek to Deadly Years. Roch Courtois would have saved that.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm still the chairman of this committee, and I'm pretty proud of it as I sit down here now in front of my TV with my cat. Here's Pippa sitting on the futon. Hi, babies. She's not even facing the right way. The cat should be watching the TV, but she's not. Well, actually, it doesn't really matter because my football game doesn't start for another, let's take a look here, about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. So, yes, today being Tuesday, it is a Champions League day, and I've got a Group H game that I need to see. Tottenham versus Borussia Dortmund. I do love Dortmund. And I do want to see them go through. However, Tottenham is a really, really good team. Tottenham is pretty good this year. As they normally are pretty good. But, I mean, they're really good this year. And this could be a challenge. This is one of those games that really it could go either way. And so I'm really nervous for Borussia Dortmund, who I am rooting for in this case. Tottenham, they've been doing well both in their league and here in the Champions League, so it'll be an interesting game. But, we'll probably be done with this show before that game even starts. So, what to do instead? Maybe we should see. Jeez, I'm getting hungry. Should I start some food? No, because I'll forget that I'm doing my show. That would be bad. But my gut is already rumbling, telling me that I need to eat. Well, I'm all messed up because I had to wake up so early and start doing stuff. No wonder I'm hungry at this strangely early hour. Anyway, we need to check what else is on TV. After the Champions League game, yes, here it is. After the Champions League game, there is a Bundesliga game. So I've got plenty of football to watch today. That's good. And when are my Champions League highlights? There's another game, a repeat of a game at about midnight. That's not what I need. They might not have Champions League highlights until tomorrow. Because tomorrow is also a Champions League day. There's an MLS game on tonight. You know I won't be watching that. there's the other game that's on. We should check the other game. There's the early game. And what else do we got on TV today? Am I missing anything? I don't think I am. But I gotta double check. Because I do love football. Anyway, maybe we can look into that further a little bit later. Oh, I have to not sit like this there. Oh, that was making my hip hurt. That was moderately painful. Oh yeah, and I just remembered what it was that I wanted to do. We got to go out and check the mail. See if I got any mail today. So, put on my shoes, open the door, go out into the garage, open the garage door, and let's see if it's still cold out here today. Wow, it sounds like it's super windy. And yeah, it's just above freezing. Let's make a dash to the mailbox now and see if we got anything in the mailbox. Opening the box. Yeah, we got a whole stack of stuff. Closing the box. Running back into the garage, out of the wind. Alright, so. Close the garage door. Back into the house. Close the door behind me. Take off shoes. And we're ready to go. Okay, what do we got in the mail today? We've got, what, 4 envelopes here? 4 envelopes. One is junk mail. That one. And one is from the cable company. It says important information. I doubt it. But is this junk mail? It's actually addressed to me. And so it kind of looks like a thing that we need to check. So we'll open the... What am I doing? I've got a knife out. I'm trying to open the damn mail. There we go. Holding it with my feet. Hello, October Revolution. At Cox, we value your business and blah, blah, blah. This is junk mail. Oh, now the kitty comes off the futon to see what we got in the mail. Oh, now she's walking away because she knows it's just uninteresting junk mail. Yeah. So the cable company is going to install some new equipment. And here we have a thing from my insurance agent. And it's obviously fake. It's got one of those fonts that's supposed to look like handwriting. And on the back is a... This is a Hallmark envelope. It's embossed with the Hallmark logo. And there's a Hallmark logo gold foil sticker sealing the envelope. So this can't be good. I hope this isn't just my insurance agent saying, "Have a happy Thanksgiving." And as we pull it out... Oh, what's the best... It's a card. What's the best part of my job? Working with customers like you. Blah, blah, blah. So this is also junk mail. Throw that in the junk mail pile. Okay, gotta keep the piles separate here, dumbass. All right, and then the second last thing, I mean... What the heck is this? It's addressed to me. The military program. Oh no, it's the Nissan military program. P.O. Box 1360, West Chicago, Illinois, 60186. Take advantage of military program savings on an eligible new Nissan vehicle. Well, I'm not in the military. And I don't drive Nissans. And as I open it up, yep, it's all just junk. Junk mail, junk mail, junk mail. Well, I guess we can put the knife away. That's bad. I don't like getting all junk mail. Can't I just get one real mail? So I have something to read? Actually, I'm kind of glad it's all just junk mail, because that means there's no forms for me to fill out and mail back into anybody. Oh, I hate filling out forms, but you knew that. Still, I can't help but feel disappointed in the mail today. Just because, geez, I've had such an interesting early morning. I thought more interesting stuff might happen to me. But no, that is not the case. Had all that running around and being busy, busy, busy this morning. And now, this afternoon, what are you doing? And now this afternoon, oh... We've hit the brick wall. Everything has slowed down. My cat, who was over there on the floor, just said, and then jumped up and then sat back down again. Oh, were you not sitting down correctly? Yeah, that's good. You fixed it. Okay, you're sitting down the right way now? Okay. Yeah. So cats, they're kind of wacky. Especially this one. Oh, boy. All right, so... What was I just thinking about? Oh, yeah. When I was driving back home, something triggered my head, and I started thinking about mail art. And I haven't done any mail art in the longest time. But I don't know if it was because I drove by some post offices or I saw a post truck or something. I feel like putting together some kind of mail art project. But I don't have much money to spend on this project. And I can probably get away with spending, a few dollars. Like less than $10. Preferably even less than $5. And I sort of have some ideas that I could put together and do something halfway decent. So I had that going on in my head right before I got home. And I do like making mail art. I could make some postcards. It's relatively cheap to make a postcard. And, if I didn't do too many, if this wasn't, mailing a 200 count mailing, if I just limited it to say, 20 pieces, I could make 20 postcards fairly cheap and mail them out to all my usual mail art contacts. Or I could find some new ones. Or I could even mail some stuff to SDF people. I don't know. This is still just an idea that is percolating in my brain, in the coffee pot that is my brain. So I don't know what I'm going to do. If this sounds like something interesting that you would want to see, go ahead and email me. Or, just show up and come during this show in the Anon Radio Room and say, "Tobe, yes, make more mail art. You haven't made any art in so long. You need to get back into it." Well, I do need to get back into it, but I just can't really afford to do so. It's getting expensive to mail things. A postcard to Europe costs almost a dollar these days. That's ridiculous. And now that I've realized that, do I really want to send a bunch of stuff overseas? Gosh, I'm going to be spending more on the postage than on the actual art itself. And whereas that's been true for a while now, man, a dollar to send a postcard to Europe? Yowza, yowza, yowza. I don't know. Maybe I can get this subsidized. Maybe I can talk some people into giving me money to make art. I need an art patron. I might have some art patrons who might be willing to give me a couple of dollars. So if I talk to a whole bunch of people and they each give me $2, then I'll have enough money. I'll have to give it some more thought, but right now I have to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I've got to go find my tea. I put it down somewhere and now I don't know where it is. So I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。Welcome to my